Hi, and welcome to Art and Inspiration here on Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, Brenda McMahon, ceramic artist and owner of Brenda McMahon Gallery in Gulfport, Florida. This week, as we enter the holiday shopping season, many people are thinking about shopping small and shopping handmade. We have some great options for you. There are two wonderful studio tours coming up this December, and in 2 weeks, you could see over 44 artist studios. So joining me today are two founding members of Tampa Tour de Clay, a three-studio, 21-potter tour and sale that takes place on December 13th and 14th. Glenn Woods and Keith Herbrin run Pottery Boys Studio in Palm Harbor. Glenn and Keith, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I couldn't have said it any better myself.
And good morning, Brenda. Thank you for having us.
Good morning. I'm so excited. We have so much to talk about. Full disclosure, I am the founder of another studio tour in Gulfport, Florida called Art Jones Studio Tour. So we're going to be talking about both, how they're similar, different, and why everybody's going to want to go to both tours. So the first thing I want to say is, Glenn and Keith, this is your 18th annual Tour de Clay, which is really a feat in and of itself. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so 18 years, it seems like we should have it all done by now, but we're growing every year and we're changing things as we go. So if you have attended in the past, try to come out and visit all three studios because there's always something new and different.
Yeah, every year we try to do a little something different, whether it be new guest artists or changing up the number of studios. This year it just happens to be 3 years, or three studios, so we're excited about it.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know what that even means, let's say Tour de Clay. I read it and I go, I think I want to do that. Mm. What exactly is Tour de Clay?
That's a really good question. It's three different pottery studios, so it's a self-guided tour. We have a map on our brochure, so you can kind of plot where you want to go, and you can take a look at the different artwork that's available at each studio, and kind of plan your day. It's actually a 2-day event, so you can take your time going from studio to studio. But
that happens all the time. When we hand out our brochure, we happen to have brochures. They say, well, where is it? How
right.
can I get to it? So
yeah.
the idea is it's a tour, so you follow the tour to each one of the studios because we're all very different. So
yeah. So we've had as few as two studios on the tour and as many as five.
Yeah.
This year we're three, so Lutz, Odessa, and Palm Harbor.
Three studios, but you've got 21 artists in total, correct? So
correct,
a few
yeah.
spots, lots to see.
Right. So if you want to see all the work, you need to really make the commitment to travel to each studio, because every studio has a different group of artists. And
it happens to be all clay focused,
that's true.
But it's all very different clay.
So. That was my next thought. So it's December 13th and 14th. So everybody's going to mark their calendars. But
right.
let's talk about this. The three of us are clay artists, so we understand why people love clay. But let's say someone goes, well, I don't know. How is it going to be different? What is it you're celebrating in Tour de Clay? And what are people going to see that's going to be different than maybe they expect?
Yeah, that's so. One of the more common misconceptions is clay is clay is clay.
Exactly.
But one of the things we really strive to do is have a variety of work. So you'll have things that are very sculptural, things that are sculptural but have the functions, things that are just purely decorative, things that are, we have crystalline glazes, so they're very unusual glazes. I'm just looking at the poster and I'm looking at the variety, and it's all made out of the same material, but they couldn't be any more different. They're just really beautiful.
Yeah, there are some artists that specify, they really work on having functional things, bowls, mugs, things to use every day in your home. And then others, they use it to put flowers in or just a purely decorative, beautiful piece of art. So it really is, it's a wide variety.
It yeah. really is a wide variety. You have a beautiful brochure, and there's photographs of every artist, a representation of every artist, and the work they do. And I think that if you aren't familiar with clay, when you go on this tour, you're going to be like, whoa, I had no idea there's so much diversity in a singular material that's mined from the earth, is messy and dirty in the studio, and then gets transformed into absolute beauty.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting. And then with the Art Jones Studio Tour, which is December 6th and 7th, so this is the other tour we're talking about. We're a multimedia tour, so we've got artists of all media. I happen to be the ceramicist. We've got jewelers. We've got painters, sculptors. So you get a nice diversity of medium there, nice to mix it up there. And then when you go into your tour, you just dive into the world of clay in such a beautiful way.
It is amazing that, you know, I always encourage people to talk to the artist. You know, when you look at a piece, you see the beauty of the piece, but you don't know about the journey that, you know, starting from a ball of clay, rolling it out into slabs and creating some three-dimensional object, or putting a ball of clay on a potter's wheel and, you know, making this amazing form. But then also what happens to it after it's thrown, the altering and the carving and the piercing and the beading and all the things that bring it to the piece that you now see.
Exactly. And actually, Glenn, so you're talking about the work that you're doing, which, just for the listeners, you are a magnificent thrower. Your forms are beautiful and elegant and just as though they lift themselves into the air. Absolutely beautiful.
Oh,
must
see.
And then the surface that you both create.
Yeah.
Tell us, it's called crystalline glaze, but tell us a little bit, why is that different and special?
Well, crystalline glazes, you know, we could get into the science of it, but let's just talk about just what it looks like.
Yes.
Okay? So if there are two types of crystalline glazes that we do, a gloss crystalline and a matte crystalline, and each have their own characteristics that make them special. With the gloss, if you take the piece out in the sun, the crystal is just this formation of needle crystals that grow during the cooling cycle.
And it's brilliant colors.
And so it's highly reflective. So you take it out in the sun and it just comes to life. The matte crystalline, the crystals are much smaller and a little more quiet, but the surface quality is so silky and smooth,
it's
very tactical.
Yeah.
And so for us, when we're altering the piece, trying to make it a little more unique, the matte glazes are much more appropriate, because then you can really see and feel those changes that we've brought to the surface. The glossy crystalline tends to really dominate the piece, so you really don't want to alter it that much.
Well, and I think the crystalline reminds me of almost like capturing snowflakes in the surface of your pots. If you think about how beautiful a singular snowflake is, if you catch it on your tongue, well, these gentlemen have captured it on their vessels. It's really amazing.
And every piece is very different that way.
And every snowflake.
Yes, right.
And it is interesting to hear what people, how they react to the work and what they see. Some people see flowers. They wonder, how did you capture this flower and press it into the glaze? And they're like, well, that's a crystal. It's not a flower. Yeah. Or they'll see ginkgo leaf patterns or angel patterns or whatever. It's just really interesting to hear what people see when they look at the crystalline glazes.
Right.
Absolutely. That's cool. So the other very interesting thing, I want to say 18 years as a pottery tour de clay, you always have to change it up and do something interesting. And you guys really do for the public. So you've got three studios this year, and you do kiln openings and demonstrations. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect.
So for our studio, because we are crystalline, each piece is very different, so every firing is very different. So for us, a kiln opening is very important. So we start off the day at about 9 o'clock. Each studio has a different time frame, so everybody can make it to every one of the studios. So for us, at 9 o'clock, we'll bring people out to our kiln area, and we'll open up the kiln. We have never seen it before.
That's very brave of you.
So it could be a disaster.
It is brave.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we take several pieces out and talk about the process, and everybody's oohing and aahing. Hopefully, yes.
And
buying.
For me, the important part is to discuss the successes and failures, because you'll see both.
Yeah.
Why is this less than, or why is this better than? And I think it helps educate the person when they're looking at our work. They are like, oh, I can make a judgment now. Not only is the form nice, but the glaze has been really successful because of what I learned today.
And often people don't know it, but they're actually quite discerning in their taste. You may look at two pieces and go, oh, I like that one better. And a lot of times the artist will say, well, you definitely picked the better piece, because I know why, mentally understand why it's better, but organically people know good work when they see it.
Yes.
So it's interesting to then get the information behind it to understand why it is they're responding that way.
Right. There is a real technical reason for how I perceive it as successful, but the best success is when somebody can really connect with the piece and say, I think that's really beautiful. Yeah, I have to have that.
Yeah, perfect. You did say kiln openings. Are they both Saturday and Sunday at both studios?
No, Saturday is the main day, so we have more time to schedule a kind of a tour of kiln openings and studio presentations. Not every studio has a kiln opening, but every studio will have a studio presentation where we introduce the artists and give them an opportunity to talk about their work and maybe just take a quick look and then let the people kind of shop and mill around.
Yeah, and on Sunday it's a little more low-key, but we do demonstrations. Each studio will have some type of demonstration, so people can come out to also find something unique that way, too. So.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, in Gulfport, we're a little bit more raucous. I'll be throwing at the potter's wheel all weekend at the gallery. And then we have 9 studios, 23 artists.
Wow.
We've got music, food. I'm sure you have food and other entertaining things. But we try to, Gulfport likes a party, so we try to create a party with that atmosphere and have people really rotate, go round and round. There's definitely education, as I think, as artists, we're always educators. We're always telling people why something works and why it doesn't, and what the process is. So you can see the throwing on one weekend, and you can come to the kiln openings. Well, I don't do kiln openings myself, and I love a kiln opening, so that's really great to understand the technical end. And then some of the other studios do more presentation, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So that's good.
Yeah, I think one of the things that's so unique about these studio tours is whether it's at a gallery or at our own studio, and it's our home, actually.
Yeah.
So we take all our furniture out in the lanai and make our home into a gallery space. So the public gets to see how we live, work, and make. And same way with you, it's your tour. So
absolutely. I think that that was my next question is you've been doing it 18 years.
Yeah.
I've been in the business 32 years. You've been in the business how long?
Professionally 25. And now he's been a potter. Glenn's been a potter for 40 years.
Well, my first piece was dated 1974. But that would be unfair to say I've been a potter since then. But that's when it got started. And you know, so we left our full-time careers in Chicago to come to Florida.
We moved to Florida.
Full-time potters in 2001.
Okay, so that's what you said, about
25 years.
And I say that because I think all those years of talking to people, one of the reasons people love to come to studio tours, to studios, to art shows, is we embody the art of transformation. We take something that is just a raw material, whether it's a pigment for a painting, clay for a vessel, and we transform it. And people see the raw material, and then they see the finished product. And it really is magical.
It's amazing.
It really is.
All these years later, I still I can't stop watching people throw on the wall.
No, me either.
It's so magical. Is that one of the reasons you think people come? And the other, I mean, seeing your home, seeing your studio, understanding those of us that live outside the box of culture and create our own.
Yeah,
way.
You know, since we've moved to Florida, we do art fairs pretty regularly in Florida, and there's lots of them.
Yes.
But people continually come out to see the unique way that artists are transforming their medium. So this just adds another facet, I think. Now they get to actually see where we do that and how it comes out of the kiln.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I do believe they really like to get the full story, to see where the artists live and how they live. And they don't live in a cardboard box.
That's right. We don't all travel together in a van.
Yes, we don't all take a bus,
But what's funny is because we do carry our furniture out of our home, people will come to our studio stop and they'll say, oh, I didn't realize there was a store here or a gallery here. And we're like, no, this is our home. What?
Once a weekend, once a year. Yes, that's all.
It is a huge process. I was there one year. I was shocked that you did that. It's incredible. And it's beautiful. It looks like it's supposed to be a gallery.
It is
very, very well done.
To be fair, we also have artists that are outside in tents surrounding the house.
Yeah.
But we do encourage people to mill around the entire studio.
So we're talking about Tour de Clay, tourdeclay.com, Tampa Tour de Clay.
TampaTourDeClay.com
if you want to get the map. It's December 13th and 14th. Now, we've got 3 studios. How many artists are at your studio?
We have,
which is the Pottery Boy Studio in Palm Harbor.
Yeah, so we have eight artists.
Eight artists, including us, yes.
Yeah.
Then six other artists, and they come from really all over the country. There's somebody from Atlanta, near the Atlanta area. Most the rest are close to here in Florida, but some are on the other side of Florida. So,
and how do you select when you're thinking about inviting potters? Because I trust it's an invitational.
It is. Yes.
It is. That's one of the hardest things, because we try to make sure that there's a variety. I don't want somebody to go to one studio and say, oh, I saw the exact same thing at this other studio. I want them to be amazed at the variety and the striking difference between what each artist creates.
Yeah. So what's one of your favorite new ones this year that you have not seen or presented, either at your place or the whole tour?
Well, I mean, I hate to pick just one, but and I'm not even sure how to pronounce her name, Yisha.
Excuse me. Yisha Penchel, yes, she's the artist just north of Atlanta.
Okay, and what kind of work does she do?
It's all functional work.
Yes, very functional.
And it's highly decorative. It usually has some kind of floral pattern or botanical flair. It's just... Yes, just
okay.
Really beautiful.
It is very beautiful. I'm looking at it. Very colorful.
Yeah, very colorful.
Botanical, really nice, clean lines, nice describing the...
And we met her at another tour in Indiana
a
couple years ago, and we invited her. So that's often how it happens for us. We'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, and we'll see somebody that's like, oh, wow, we really love that person's work. Maybe they'd like to come to Florida.
Yeah. I think that's such an important point, and I'm going to make a parallel to that. So one of the things about going on tour to Clay is you're going to see artists you do not see around here, and Glenn and Keith and the other 11 members, there's a total of 11 members, invite folks in whose work is interesting, different, new to show. And so if you've been in the past, guaranteed if you come back this year or when you come back this year, it will be different work and you'll be excited. So that's part of why you are around 18 years. You're keeping it fresh. You're doing kiln openings, all of that stuff. And I would say the same is true for Art Jones, that we're 9 studios with 23 artists, and we have our core members. And every year we invite new artists to join us, new studios to join us. We, I believe, like you, have an emerging artist scholarship program where we are giving back to the community. So we've got a young artist who's just starting out, and we're showing her the ropes.
Wonderful.
Which is a wonderful way to kind of, we veterans, giving back to the community that helped us when we were beginning. And you guys have a nice program where you're giving back. Tell us a little bit about that.
Each studio is sort of independent in that they can participate in any way they like in giving back to the community. Keith and I have chosen to have a chance to win.
A raffle.
Each artist donates a piece that's at our studio. And then we sell chance to win tickets to win one of those pieces. And they're usually amazing.
Nice.
Yeah, they're
amazing,
very nice
pieces.
Yeah.
And so we've supported breast cancer, not just awareness, but also Clearwater Free Clinic.
Yeah, and mostly this, local.
This year
and
it will
Path
be
Health,
Suncoast Hospice. But also the Dunedin Fine Arts Center, we've supported them. But we just like to support the local community in any way we can. And this is just a small way to do that.
Right.
Small and important. You said a few years ago you raised some money for some of the potters down in North Carolina who got hit by the hurricane. So even though it's a little bit in the bucket of things, I think every time we can do that, it's a big difference.
Yeah. So in that case, I donated donated a single piece, and I said, you know, the money from this piece doesn't go to the artist, it goes to support the efforts of rebuilding that facility.
Nice. Yeah. Nice.
And they've just moved into their new facility, so
really
nice to see that.
Good, good. Yeah. Well, mining from the earth, creating in the studio, and then giving back to the community. It doesn't get any better than that, guys. So here we are, it's the holiday season. We're encouraging folks to support your local artists, support your small businesses, keep the money in our communities, keep the art alive, and go on December 13th and 14th to the Tour de Clay, where you'll get 21 artists, I believe, at 3 stops.
Mm-hmm.
On December 6th and 7th, we've got 23 artists in Gulfport, Florida, 9 stops. And before we wrap it up, is there anything I didn't ask you that you would want to add to the conversation?
Well, one thing I want to add is we, with our tour, we do try to bring in the community also. And so we have a couple sponsors in the clay community. So our sponsor is High Water Clay and also Standard Clay. And they work with the artist community.
Well, it's not Standard Clay. It's a Ceramic Supply of Florida, which their main clay is Standard.
Yeah, so we try to also bring in the community that way, too. So
excellent, excellent. And then, of course, bringing the community in, you have a mix of artists at the studios, college professors, art fair artists, gallery artists. So you have people with a bunch of different backgrounds who are presenting.
Yeah, I think that's really an amazing part of this group of core artists that we have. Peter Strait, who is the original founder of, it was Florida West Coast Ceramic Society, and the only surviving part of that is the Tampa Tour de Clay. He really thought it was important to bring in people who work with the same materials but come from very different backgrounds. And so you have educators and you have people who deal primarily with galleries or just local exhibitions. And then Keith and I and some of the other members do art fairs for a living. That's our primary source of income. We would not have met each other had it not been for this group of people coming together. And that really, I think it's important to bring all facets of clay together.
We've had a bond for 18 years, so it's really been very special.
18 years. And then also bringing the attention to our community. How many professional artists, working artists, ceramicists in your case, are in the area that if the Tour de Clay wasn't going on, none of us would know about that either,
right?
Because we all work so isolated in our own studios.
Yeah, and the other thing that was kind of born out of the Tour de Clay is a local Potter's Guild that we have. That's really, it's a Facebook group now, but lots of local potters coming together in that way, and it really, that would not have happened in the way that it did without Tour de Clay coming first.
Absolutely, and there are a lot of people who love clay in the area.
Yes. Yeah.
Very much. Okay, well, I think that just about wraps it up. Glenn and Keith, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Art and Inspiration.
Well,
thank you for
the invitation.
Thank you, yes.
You're very welcome. I'm Brenda McMahon, and the 9th Annual Art Jones Studio Tour and Gallery Stop is December 6th and 7th. The 18th Annual Tour de Clay is the following weekend, December 13th and 14th, and we hope you all go and explore the artist studios. Have an artful day.